back in the witness chair, and the respondent was going to begin cross-examination of Dr. Greenland. Go ahead when you're ready.
Thank you.
Be Ms. Riccardella here.
Good afternoon, Dr. Greenland. Now, your expert report in this litigation is written very carefully, and you were very precise in the way in which you stated your position. And I want to be clear for myself and for the court what you were saying and what you weren't saying in your report. Okay. Now, my understanding of what you're saying is that even though the body of epidemiologic literature has found no association between thimerosal-containing vaccines and autism spectrum disorders, it's still theoretically possible that such an association exists with a small subgroup, namely those who develop progressive autism, correct?
I had to change just one word order there. The epidemiologic data has not found an association, but the rest I would say, yes, that's
okay. Fair. But it's theoretically possible that it still exists in a small subgroup, regressive autism, or what I'm actually understanding you to say today, it's clearly regressive autism. Is that correct?
Correct.
And you did a variety of calculations in your report to show theoretically how high that risk could be, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Now, you did state in your report on page 16 that the brief overview given above, meaning of the epidemiologic studies that have been done to date, supports the idea that the association of, you say MCV, I'll say TCV. When I say TCV, you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
It's a mouthful to say thimerosal-containing vaccine, so I'll use the acronym. The association that TCV with autism is small or non-existent. Do you recall writing that in your report?
Yes.
Do you still agree with that?
Yes.
Now, there have been a few studies that have purported to find an association between thimerosal-containing vaccines and autism, and you refer to those in your report as ostensibly positive studies, and I'm referring to those done by Dr. Mark Geyer and his son David. Have you reviewed those studies?
I have read them.
Okay. And you noted, though, that those studies have been criticized by other reviewers, correct?
Correct.
Have you formed your own assessment of those studies?
I concurred with the reviewers. This is why I did not include them in my review.
Okay. You found those studies to be not credible?
I would put it as deficient in methodology such that I would not count them as evidence if others were willing to go along with that.
Now, Doctor, if there was indeed an increasing incidence in the overall number of autism cases that some have termed an autism epidemic, and if it was shown that thimerosal-containing vaccines were the reason for that increasing incidence, would that increase likely be picked up by the epidemiologic studies?
If it was restricted to a subgroup, then it wouldn't have.
No, I'm not talking about subgroup. I'm just talking about there's been a purported autism epidemic. If there's really indeed an increasing incidence in the number of autism cases that some have termed an autism epidemic, would that be detected epidemiologically?
I think I'm not understanding your question. Please restate.
If there was an increasing incidence in autism, if the number of cases of autism were increasing tenfold, for instance, and if that increase were due to thimerosal-containing vaccines, would that be picked up by epidemiologic studies?
Yes, a tenfold increase certainly would be.
Okay. And would you agree that the body of epidemiological literature has not supported the hypothesis of an autism epidemic?
My understanding is that there's an increasing diagnosis of autism. The cause of that, whether it's diagnostic changes or actual changes in the occurrence of the disease, seems to be a matter of contention from my understanding.
I'm asking hypothetically, if indeed it were shown that there is an autism epidemic, would you agree that the epidemiological literature does not support the hypothesis that that epidemic is caused by thimerosal-containing vaccines?
I would agree.
So I want to be clear about your opinion in this case, or in this litigation. Is your opinion predicated on the assumption that children with clearly regressive autism have an elevated risk due to thimerosal, and children with non-regressive autism have little to no elevated risk due to thimerosal.
Which portion of my opinion? Some parts are make the assumption that, for the calculations that I made, that the risk was only increased by thimerosal for those with clearly regressive. But other parts of my argument didn't refer to that assumption.
In the slide presentation that you presented during your direct testimony, some slides refer to regressive autism as being the subgroup under consideration, and some slides refer to clearly regressive autism. Which one are you saying is purportedly associated, or that the EPI studies have been unable to detect?
Well, the general argument is that if there is a subgroup that is as uncommon as, for example, clearly regressive autism would appear to be, then whatever that subgroup may be, the epidemiologic studies could not have picked up an increase in risk in that group if it had been confined to that group, even if it was a large increase.
So if the risk is confined to that group, the clearly regressive autism, are you assuming then that there is no elevated risk to any other group, any other cases of autism?
In the calculations I made, yes.
Yeah, okay. Now, Doctor, you don't claim in your report, and I don't understand you to be claiming here today, that you have any expertise in autism, do you?
I'm not claiming that.
And you're not claiming in your report or here today that you have any expertise in regressive autism in particular, correct?
I'm not claiming that.
How do you define regressive autism?
Simply by the whatever definition is being used in a report, I go along with it, not being an expert in the...
What report?
Depends on which study we're talking about. For example, one of the reports, I forget the primary author, described regressive autistic cases among their case series. Well, several did. And the use of whatever... So for the purpose of analyzing that report, I would then simply accept whatever the authors were using, and as well as Dr. Foambone when he would discuss that matter as well.
Now, on page one of your report, you call regressive autism a pre-specified type of autism. Why did you use the term pre-specified?
That was with respect to the idea that it was might have been defined after the fact solely based on exposure to thimerosal.
After what fact?
After the introduction, rather, of the hypothesis that TCVs cause autism.
Who told you about that hypothesis?
I don't remember when I first read of it. I remember seeing things in the news long ago, but I don't recollect that.
And who told you that, or where did you hear that thimerosal-containing vaccines cause regressive autism only?
I don't recall where I first saw that.
Now, Doctor, did you present in your report any evidence that regressive autism is a form of autism that is biologically distinct from any other cases of autism?
I did not.
And can you present any evidence that would lead you to distinguish regressive autism biologically from non-regressive cases of autism?
I would have to rely entirely on other experts.
And you didn't present in your report any evidence that the causal risk factors for regressive autism are different than the risk factors for other cases of autism, correct?
That's correct.
Can you tell us what the risk factors for autism are in general?
I know that there is supposed to be some syndromes, genetic syndromes, that are associated with it, but that most of the cases, from what I've read, are supposed to be sporadic, of unknown origin.
And can you offer evidence which shows that thimerosal is a risk factor for autism, a regressive autism, but not for other cases of autism?
I cannot.
Are you aware of any published literature stating that regressive autism is caused by thimerosal-containing vaccines?
Could you repeat that, please?
Certainly. Are you aware of any published literature that states that regressive autism is caused by thimerosal-containing vaccines?
Well, I'm aware of published literature that states that.
Where? Which literature?
Well, it appears to me that the Geyers, for example, make this type of claim. So if you say just published literature, but...
Besides the Geyers, are you aware of any other literature that makes that claim?
Well, I certainly read other items, writings, not necessarily peer-reviewed or scientific, that made these claims.
But you can't recall today what those are?
No.
Are you aware of any study that has suggested the hypothesis?
No. Well, excuse me. No, let me correct that. I'm certainly aware of the Geyer study and so forth.
But the Geyer's epidemiological studies that you agreed were had methodological problems.
That's correct.
So, Doctor, if I understand your opinion in this litigation, you're not stating an opinion as to the likelihood that such a regressive subgroup exists that's uniquely susceptible to thimerosal-containing vaccines, are you?
That's correct. I'm not.
And you're not claiming here that it's been scientifically shown that the subgroup exists, are you?
That's correct.
So your opinion is not that the subgroup actually exists. You're saying that it's theoretically possible that it exists.
Well,
correct?
No, there is some evidence and support in, for example, the study cited by Fonbone by Richler, which apparently looked for background factors in the regressive autistic
Did
cases.
They talk about thimerosal?
No, I'm
talking about the subgroup of regressive autism that's uniquely susceptible. I should say clearly regressive autism, because that's what you're focusing on today. The subgroup of clearly regressive autism that's uniquely susceptible to thimerosal-containing vaccines. You're not saying that it actually exists.
I see. I misunderstood your compound.
No problem.
What I was saying there was that it appears from the literature there is a clearly regressive subgroup. And on the other hand, it does not. I'm not aware of any literature that supports the idea that there's a clearly regressive subgroup specially susceptible to thimerosal, but my comment was simply that that hasn't been investigated, so there isn't evidence bearing on it.
Okay. But you're saying that such a subgroup does exist. It's rare enough that it has gone undetected by the epidemiological studies, correct?
That's the way it looks to me.
Okay. Now, Doctor, theoretical possibilities, though, are applicable to any study, aren't they?
Certainly.
I mean, we could refute known associations or lack of associations just based on hypothetical subgroupings of the study subjects, can't we?
Well, perhaps I could give an example, since I'm not 100% clear on what you're asking, but to take an example that would, I think, make it obvious, with smoking and lung cancer. This is an association which is enormous, and people noticed associations of smoking with lung disease as far back as the 1600s when tobacco began spreading in Europe. But it took all the way until the 1960s before the Surgeon General went so far as to recognize this as a health hazard and publish a report on that. Nonetheless, to this date, we also know, and I think fewer people realize, that most smokers don't get lung cancer, and we don't know why. We don't know what it is about particular individuals in every detail, in every case at least, that leads to them getting lung cancer when they do smoke. So there's, even though it's something that's very well known, there's still to this day, and after a half century of intensive research, much unknown, which would be an issue, for example, if this was one of the cases in which people were suing a tobacco company because of their disease. And in fact, it's arisen. So there always remains, even in a case as extreme as that, where there's centuries of observation and a half century of intensive scientific research and well-recognized causation, even in a case like that, to this day, there are points of contention that's how science is in reality, as opposed to affirmed for all time 100% knowledge.
Right. I think you're saying what I was suggesting. To take your example of smoking and lung cancer, I could say, well, I mean, yes, studies have shown an association between smoking and lung cancer. But I could say to you, well, doctor, how do you know nobody's ever looked at whether smoking causes lung cancer in tall men with brown hair? Or I could even say it, no one's ever looked, I could define the subgroup and say, well, no one's ever looked at the association between smoking and tall men, not just with brown hair, but with dark brown hair. I mean, you could take it on and on, correct?
Well, what I would expect more to hear, and in fact, this is something that people talk about, is what is it about the vast majority of smokers who smoke heavily through their life and don't get lung cancer, and searches there for the genes that would identify those who do and those who don't get lung cancer. So indeed, there's a focusing on subtypes, but not brown hair, and I haven't heard that used as a risk factor.
Well, it's because it's a ridiculous example, and it's ridiculous because I haven't offered you any explanation as to why tall men with brown hair are somehow different than the populations that have been studied, correct?
Correct, but there are factors where there are theoretical explanations, and people continue to pursue these issues.
Now, Doctor, I understand your opinion is that the epidemiologic studies don't disprove the hypothesis that thimerosal-containing vaccines cause clearly regressive autism, correct?
Correct.
But you're not saying, are you, in this litigation, that the studies prove the hypothesis either, are you?
Correct. Okay. Definitely not.
And in your report, you don't actually state the likelihood of an association between thimerosal-containing vaccines and clearly regressive autism, do you?
I do not.
Okay. Doctor, is there any evidence that clearly regressive autism is more likely than not caused by thimerosal-containing vaccines?
I'd say all the evidence that I've seen discussed has some bearing on it.
So, I didn't ask about bearing. I asked, is there any evidence that it's more likely than not that thimerosal-containing vaccines cause clearly regressive autism?
You said any evidence, and my specialty is epidemiologic evidence, so if you would narrow it to that.
Well, how about epidemiologic evidence?
Epidemiologic evidence, then I would agree with your statement.
Doctor, as a member of the scientific community, do you believe that clearly regressive autism is caused by thimerosal-containing vaccines?
I don't have any belief one way or the other.
Do you have any belief one way or the other that autism is caused by thimerosal-containing vaccines?
I do.
Okay, what's your belief?
I would bet,
autism in general.
Autism in general, that if there is an effect, I would bet that if there is an effect, it must be concentrated, if there is, and notice the hypothetical, please, mm-hmm. that it is must be concentrated in a very small group to have gone undetected to this point.
But you can offer no evidence that such a group exists, correct?
That's correct.
Thank you. I have no further questions.
Any
redirect?
No redirect.
No redirect.
Okay. All right. Dr. Greenland, thank you very much. You're excused at this point. Should we proceed with Dr. Potion at this point?
We have some logistics to get him to the airport. We have 5 or 10 minutes right now and then start Dr. Potion.
All right. Let's take a brief break and we'll start back with Dr. Potion as soon as you're ready.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sorry. That's okay. That's what I have to do.
It's okay.
No. You're next.